Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your host, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles, and a most cordial welcome to you, ladies and gentlemen, as you become our very special audience in the new National Guard show. In creating this different and sparkling series of dramatic radio productions, it is our intention to combine plays by radio's most skilled writers with the most famous stars in the brilliant galaxy of motion pictures to bring you unforgettable enjoyment. The National Guard, our great citizen army, presents Kurt Krueger in The Walls Are High. And now, here is Act One Curtain. The situation in which Darrell Everett, the actor, found himself wasn't exactly the most pleasant in the world. Nobody can call the cold gray walls of a state prison pleasant. Dare had plenty on his mind. And the visitor, his close friend, actor's agent Tony Reed, was quick to sense it.
Look, Darrell, I don't like to hear you talk this way.
I can't help it.
Oh, I know you've been through a lot. Believe me, I've been with you all the way. But, well, you've got to be patient.
That's easy for you to say.
Oh, yeah, I know it is, Darrell. But listen to me. Regardless of what you've been through, you've got everything in the world ahead of you.
Sure. Sure.
But you have. Why, listen, Darrell, I'm your friend. I know you too well. Well, when you start talking like this, well, you do crazy things.
Do I?
Oh, please, Darrell, give me a little more time. I'm doing everything that I can.
You've been great, Tony.
Oh, save it. Just don't like to hear you talk this way. Just don't want you to do anything more that you'll regret.
Phew. Oh, boy. Hot out here in the yard today, isn't it, Louis?
Yeah. Let's grab some shade before you have another one of those fainting spells of yours.
Look at that tower hack up there. He's getting plenty of sun today.
Yeah. I guess if he doesn't get enough sitting up there with a machine gun, he can always go to the beach next Sunday.
Pleasant thought, the beach. I used to go there a lot. Back in the days when manslaughter was a word I used to read in the papers. People who can go there every day in the week don't realize what a pleasant thought the beach is.
Oh, I don't know. I was never much for it. It's all right if you don't get sunburned. Me, I get sunburned easy.
Oh, I like the sun. Anyway, but here in this yard, I like people and crowds and lights.
Hey, you was an actor, wasn't you?
That's right.
How did it feel, standing on that stage, looking out over the lights at all those people, huh?
Well, that was too long ago to remember.
Oh, there goes the meat wagon into town.
They always open the gate for the meat wagon, don't they?
Yeah. That's what we're counting on.
Louis, there's something I want to tell you.
No, pipe down. Here comes the yard hack.
All right, line up. Back in line.
Well, Louis, here's the darkness you like so well.
Yeah, but I like to feel it closer than it is now. I don't like to have it dodging iron bars to get to me. That isn't right.
Got a cigarette?
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
Yeah. You wanted to tell me something out there in the yard today.
Yes, I did. Can we talk now?
I think it's all right.
Louis, I'm pulling out.
Yeah?
I'm not going to be with you and the others. I've decided.
Well, that's your privilege, kid.
Look, I've only 3 more years to do. The good behavior and all, well, the idea just doesn't add up for me.
I can't say that I wouldn't do the same if I were in your shoes.
What's happened anyway?
Well, the meat wagon's all set. Thanks to the steer you gave us over in the butcher shop, we'll have the driver. You'll be at the wheel of the truck when it heads for the gate.
What about the yard hack?
We can take care of him easy. Those of us that are waiting. Length of pipe is all we need for him. But the tower hack's the big problem. He cut us down before we got near the truck. That's where it all depends on Whitey.
Whitey?
Yeah. And the package he's expecting. If we don't have something to blast that tower guard, we don't stand a chance.
Oh, Whitey will get it.
If he does, I don't see how we can miss. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless somebody talks.
Why are you looking at me?
No particular reason. Got a match?
Yeah.
Have another cigarette?
Hello, Louie.
What's new, Whitey?
Well, I think we're in business. I got the package I was looking for.
You did?
Yeah. Where's the kid?
I'm worried about the kid, Whitey. He's pulling out.
He's what?
Pulling out.
You know, Louie, I never did trust the kid. You better tell him what's sure to happen to him if he talks out of turn.
I got something in mind, Whitey. Something which ought to impress that on him pretty well.
You know what, Louis?
What?
I was thinking about that tower hack.
Yeah?
It's too bad about him. I understand he's married and got kids.
You shouldn't worry about the tower hack, Junior.
Louis, let go of me.
You should only worry about keeping your trap shut.
Louis, I was only...
Because if you don't, this is just a taste of what you're going to get.
Ow!
Guard! Hey, guard!
What's happened? What's going on here?
And the kid had another one of his fainting spells. He smacked his head on the side of the bed there.
The curtain falls on Act One of The Walls Are High, starring Kurt Kruger. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from Wendell Niles for the National Guard.
This summer, 350,000 men of the National Guard will go into the field for 15 days of intensified training. They are citizen soldiers and airmen who are voluntarily giving up their time so they will be better prepared to serve you in time of domestic disaster or enemy aggression. Those of you who employ guardsmen can repay their personal sacrifice by giving them military leave for those 15 days, in addition to regular vacations. Many employers make up the difference in military and civilian pay or grant full pay to guardsmen during this period of military leave. It is their contribution to national security and local welfare. If you are asked to give a guardsman military leave, don't hesitate. By supporting the National Guard, you will be assuring yourself and your country of continued integrity and security. Now back to the show and our host, C.P. McGregor.
Act Two of The Walls Are High, starring Kurt Kruger as Darrell Everett, the actor who found himself involved in a prison break that he wanted no part of. The tension in certain quarters of the state prison was mounting, and the warden wanted to be sure that Darrell's fainting spell was just that.
You get along with Louie all right?
Yes, fine, warden.
You're sure you never had any trouble with him?
No, never.
Everett, you understand that it's for your own good to tell me the truth.
But I'm telling you the truth. I fainted, that's all there was to it.
All right. Take him back to the yard.
All right. Come on, Everett.
You shouldn't have beat up the kid. You shouldn't have done it.
Why not? It was our next one way or the other. He was in on everything from the beginning. The only thing I could do was to scare him good.
But they'll be wondering. They'll be asking him questions. What if he sings?
He won't sing, Whitey. He won't sing. You see what I mean? Look.
Where?
Over there, Whitey. Here he comes now. He found out which side his bread was buttered on. We're all set for tomorrow.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let's get over to the wall quick so I can unstrap this heater.
Okay.
Louis.
Yeah?
Come here.
What's the matter?
Help me with this strap here.
No.
That's it. Now put it against the wall. Uh-huh. And lean on it and cover it.
Watch out. Here comes the yard hag.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, boys. Hello, Louie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hot day, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Say, I think Pete wanted to talk to you about something.
Oh, yeah? Where is he?
Right over there.
See what he's got on his mind.
Whew, it's a close call.
Now, if Pete can just keep in there until that truck comes out.
Where the devil is that meat wagon?
It'll be here. It'll be here. Look at that tower hack up there. Just like a clay pigeon.
Yeah. Say, there's the kid. He's watching us.
Easy now, easy. I think I hear the truck.
Up there on the tower. Watch out!
It's the kid.
Get back! Get back up there!
Give me that heater, Whitey. That double-crossing kid.
Get back! Get back! Cut! Cut! All right. Hold it.
Ah, that was a great scene. That was terrific. Oh, Daryl, the part's yours.
Well, thanks.
Daryl, my boy, I take it all back.
You do, Tony? Well, how nice of you.
Oh, but Daryl, I had reason to be worried after that last flop hole you were in, but thank the Lord I was able to get you this test.
You agree with me now?
Agree with you? Why, listen, sweetheart, this play may have been written by an unknown and produced on a shoestring, but it will make a great picture, and it's going to be your greatest role.
The curtain rings down, and you've heard The Walls Are High, starring Kurt Kruger, presented by your National Guard. Thank you, Kurt, for a fine performance. Ladies and gentlemen, next week, our citizen army, the National Guard, will present Lynn Barry. Be sure to join us then, won't you? Until then, this is C.P. McGregor saying thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appears with the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program was transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.